lift up your hands in the praise of God. Let's worship Him. Father, we give you the praise. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Blessed be your name. I ask that you'll touch someone here today. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you, the privilege of relationship. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. I bring you greetings from Benin. We had the most explosive time in Benin City. And probably we shall be showing you a clip of it towards the end of the service. You are welcome in Jesus' precious name. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The Bible said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." This morning, we are looking at the subject, the force of faith. The force of faith. Our objective is to understand what faith entails. What does faith entail? For many people, faith is a mystery. And even scripture says that faith is a mystery. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 9. Said, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. But even though faith is a mystery, it's a spiritual mystery, it is also a workable, practical reality. It's a mystery spiritually, but it's a reality that is workable. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 3, the Bible said, "Remembering without ceasing your walk of faith and labor of love." Walk of faith. So faith is workable. You can walk it until you see the results of it. Our objective in this study is to know how to walk faith. To deploy the force of faith. So we can see visible, tangible results. How do we walk faith? To deploy the force of faith. So we can see visible, tangible results. The reason why we must walk faith so we can see visible, tangible results is because many things depend on our faith. First, your victory depends on your faith. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So there is no victory without faith. Defeat is inevitable without faith. Second, your life depends on your faith. Because the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. So it is possible to be cut short without faith. Your victory depends on your faith. Your life depends on your faith. Third, your health and your wholeness depends on your faith. Your health and your wholeness. Jesus told some blind people in Matthew chapter 9 verse 22. He said, your faith has made you whole. Alright, the woman with the issue of blood. Your faith has made you whole. In Mark 10:52, I'm sure that was to another blind man. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. So, our health and our wholeness is anchored on our faith. And finally, the fourth thing, why we must make faith work is because our stand and stability in life is dependent on our faith. We stand by faith. Romans chapter 5 and in verse 2, he said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. We stand by faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. We stand by faith. I prophesy to someone, everything confronting your health this morning is arrested in the name of Jesus. Everything confronting your victory this morning is arrested in the name of Jesus. Everything tampering with your life this morning is arrested in the name of Jesus. Everything tampering with your stand and stability in life this morning is arrested in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say loud amen. Having said all of that, what then is the faith process? What process do we put in place to cause the force of faith to be released so we can see results? Number one is word revelation. Word revelation or word insight. Faith begins when you arrive at the word point on particular situations. The word point. That's where faith begins. Looking for and locating the position of God out of Scripture. When you look for and you locate the position of God out of Scripture for particular situations that concern you, then faith begins. That is, on this matter of my health, or this matter of my marriage, on this matter of enemy attack, what is the position of God? When I look for the position of God, when I locate the position of God on particular issues of concern, faith begins. The position of God from the Scripture. Am I communicating? You may know what the circumstance has said. You may know what the economy has said. You may know what the devil has said. You may know what the report has said. But the question is, what has God said? What has God said? When you know what God is saying, when you have seen what God is saying, You are at the beginning of faith. Am I communicating? I speak to someone here today. I demand and decree that your eyes will be open to what God is saying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The circumstance said that nobody in your family should rise above a certain level. But the Bible said, the word said, the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The circumstance of your community said that there is a ceiling, a limit. But the word said you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. Faith begins when you know what God has said. Are you following the equation so far? Romans chapter 10 verse 8. It said the word is near thee. What saith it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So then, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word is the fuel of faith. Acts chapter 6 verse 7, speaking concerning Stephen, the Bible said, concerning the apostles, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Someone say amen. So that is the beginning of the journey of faith. Why is this important? Important because the word of God is the seed of faith. We said this last Wednesday, but it's important to hear it again. Luke chapter 8 verse 11 is the seed of faith. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. He said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible. The word of God is the incorruptible seed. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. I want you to hear something that will change your life forever. What do you do with seed? You plant it so you can reap a harvest. What's the meaning of that? Any area of life where you need harvest, where you need fruit, where you need result, in that area, locate the seed. Locate seed word. I need a harvest of divine protection. I don't want any devil to waste my life before my time. What do? I step into scripture to locate the seed word that will guarantee my preservation. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. That is seed word. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him to deliver them. That is seed word. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. That is seed word. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand. It shall not come near me. That is seed word. When I carry those seeds and sow them in the soil of my heart, they produce the fruit according to their kind. Any area of life where you need the harvest, where you need the fruit, where you need the result, in that area, locate the seed word and plant the seed word, and it will produce harvest according to its kind. This is the first level of the process of faith. You are about to hear things today that will change your mind forever. Somebody say amen.
So the word revelation is the first level of the process. Number two, it leads us to what we call now heart conviction. The revelation of the word, what you saw out of the word, is to produce a conviction in your heart. The purpose of word revelation is heart conviction. The word you just saw, you received, is designed to affect what you believe. And this is important. Because you cannot believe the wrong thing and see the right result. Many people believe the wrong thing and they are expecting to see the right result. For example, some people believe that God heals only those he wants to heal, and those he doesn't want, he doesn't heal them. So, and they are expecting healing from God. So how do you know you are among those that God does not want to heal? You see, so when you believe wrongly like that, it is not possible to see the right result. In Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it says, with the heart man believeth. With the heart man believeth. With the heart man believeth. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, it says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe. So, the belief happens in the heart, and the belief generates the possibilities. Somebody say a loud amen. I like you to understand that the things you hear, for example, what you are hearing now, what you listen from the CDs and tape messages and all those kind of things, a major purpose of what they are meant to do is to change your belief. Now, look at Acts chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. Paul was preaching at a point, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet. He was a cripple from his mother's womb. He had never walked. The same had Paul speak. And he steadfastly beheld Paul. Now, Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed. From what the man was hearing, the man had to the point where Paul could see faith on the face of the man. And said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. What you hear, what you saw out of scripture, is designed to affect what you believe. If what you hear does not change your belief, it is a waste of hearing. Am I communicating at all? I see someone, something is changing in your life today. Someone, something is changing in your life today. I see someone who is at the ground level. God is lifting you to the up level today. If you believe that, say a louder amen. Say after me, say something is changing in my life today. Are you receiving something at all? So when you get the word revelation, it leads you to heart conviction. And from heart conviction to mind transformation. Mindset transformation. That's the process. It leads the mind. What you have received from the scripture. What you have begun to believe begins to change your mind. Your way of thinking. Your way of thinking. In Romans chapter 12 and in verse 1 to 2, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So your mind changes. Now, it is important. The revelation flows into conviction and then into mental transformation, mindset transformation. Let me say something to you, and you should stick your life to it. Faith people, they have a different mindset from normal people. Very different way of thinking. People of faith think in different ways. For example, faith people don't behave beggarly. Their mind does not accommodate anything that looks like they are beggars. They don't operate like that. They don't operate beggarly. If you remember Abraham, in Genesis chapter 14, verse 21 to 23, you see, when he was coming from the slaughter of the king, and the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashes, and that I will not take anything that is thine. In case you say, I was the one who made Abraham rich. Look, somebody say mentality. Somebody say mentality. When Abraham's wife died, they gave him free burial ground. You say, I don't want to collect this thing free. You are giving me this thing out of pity, not out of favor. I don't like pity. Tell me the price. I want to pay for it. You are giving me this thing out of pity, not out of favor. I don't like to be pitied. I don't like to be pitied. Personally, what I hate the most in life is, sorry. I have no accommodation for it. Abraham said, give me the price of it. I will pay cash. They begged him. He said no. And he paid cash for it. Current money with the merchants. Because faith changes your way of thinking. Ordinary people think like paupers and beggars. You don't think like that. You don't think inferior to anybody under heaven. Am I communicating at all? Somebody's mind is already changing. Somebody's mind is already changing. If you are the one whose mind is changing, you say louder, amen. I say somebody's mind is already changing. You see, when it changes like that, people will think you are proud or arrogant. No. Pride is an exaggerated estimation of yourself. You don't exaggerate your estimation of yourself. You just have an accurate estimation of yourself. That is okay. Now, when you undervalue yourself, that is not humility. That is stupidity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you are moving about, apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I offend you? Just behaving like, I don't know. Am I communicating at all? It changes your mind. Somebody came some time ago. She said she came from America. Ostentatious and braggadocious lady. When in Rwanda, she said she came. She said she came to see if there is anything, whether she can help the church in any way. I looked at her. I said, you are too small to help the church. So if you need help, tell us. Our assignment is to help people. The pride broke on the spot. Because they think that you are in Africa, so you are in need of help. No. We send help out of this country. Am I communicating? And it is true. Our people have made themselves stupid in the eyes of the world. They will snap pictures of people in the villages and send abroad and say, we need help. We need help. Send us money. No. Not all of us are like that. Am I communicating? It changes your mindset. Faith people also think very big. They don't have microscopic mentality. They have an elastic, they think very big. See, so when you see things out of the world, it affects your belief. It then begins to affect the way you think. Your mind is expanded. Your mind is changing. Now look at Jesus.
when he wanted to feed 5,000 people. In John chapter 6 and in verse 5, 6. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said to Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that this may eat?" Are you seeing this? You are seeing like 20,000 people. 20,000 people. 20,000 people. Because they say 5,000 men, apart from women and children. And I'm sure you are aware that anywhere there is miracle, women are more. They have a lot of prayer requests for husband, for children, for mother, for father. All right. And if each man, I mean, he has a wife and then two or three children, you are looking at almost 20,000 people. And somebody is saying, where can we get bread to buy? He's not saying, how can we get money to feed these people? The problem was not the lack of money, it's the lack of availability of the bread. That is a very, very large way of thinking. It's one thing to think of feeding one person, two, three, four. We are talking of feeding 20,000 people at once. And to what thing is the feeding is going to happen by miracle? For himself. That is how the people of faith think. At times our people say to me, they say, "Oh, we need to buy this or buy that." I said, "Why haven't we bought it? That is maybe one thing or the other for the church." I said, "Why haven't we bought it?" He said, "Well, trusting God for the money is too high." I said, "Is the money up to 10 billion? Then they start laughing. "Is the money up to 1 billion? Then they start laughing. They say, "Oh, no, you cannot be near that. So what are you talking about? He owns the universe. He owns the silver and gold. The earth and all its fullness, they all belong to him. There's nothing you can have. There's nothing you can give, Lord. The source of everything. You are, you are, you." Do you understand? That song came while this house was in construction. He owns the universe. If we were to calculate the price of constructing this place before starting, wouldn't have started. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So, so this is how it works. You see, you cannot get new light and think old thoughts. It's not possible. You can't get new light and still be thinking old thoughts. When the revelation comes, it brings about the conviction, and then from the conviction, it goes to mind transformation. Your mind, the way you think, changes all of a sudden. Everything becomes possible. Let's go to point number 4, which is where I will stop in this service, and then jump towards the end. Number 4. Now, why is it important for our mind to think? Hear this now. Your thought determines your result. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, Proverbs 4:23, so is he. Also, it is important to know that God answers thoughts. He responds to thought. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. So God is listening to what we are thinking so he can answer our thinking. Hallelujah. Somebody receive something, say a loud amen. So that leads us now to point number 4. When you got the word revelation, it affects your heart conviction. Then changes your mindset transformation
Number four is what I call vision impartation. This is the realm where you didn't just receive the word, you didn't just believe the word, it didn't just change your mind, it has formed your picture. You can picture it. Your mental picture is affected. You didn't just hear the word, you can see what the word is saying. Your mental picture is affected. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say to me, and what I shall reprove what I shall answer when I am reproved. I will watch to see. I will watch to see. I will watch to see. You read it. You believed it. It changes your mind until you can literally see what God is saying. You are no longer seeing where you are. You are now seeing where God wants you to be. You are seeing a practical picture. You are no longer seeing how things have been. You are now seeing how things should be. Somebody say loud amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 to 18. This is very exciting. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. One translation says, anything we can see around us is subject to change. Where you live now is subject to change. The medical report in your hand is subject to change. They say you are single. It is subject to change. Look at your neighbor. Say, everything around you that is not of God is subject to change. Can somebody shout the loudest? Hallelujah! Shout the loudest! Hallelujah! Am I communicating at all? You can see. You can see it. One day, my wife and I were driving into Area 1 church. We saw vehicles all the way to the junction and people running to the service. And church filled, people standing by the aisles and so on. This was an early morning due service, like a 6 a.m. And I told her, I said, people should beware what they see. Because whether it is positive or negative, you will see it in the physical. Let the scripture become the picture. And then it will frame your future. That is what faith is about. That is, you are practically seeing yourself and your children and your family worshiping God in the eyes of your mind. Yet you are not yet married. You are seeing yourself signing amounts that will amaze you. Yet you are still trying to make ends meet in some ways. Seeing the invisible is a dimension of faith. Seeing it before it happens is a dimension of faith. It's a process. It's faith. Seeing it before it happens. And seeing the invisible becomes key to doing the impossible. Seeing the invisible becomes key to doing the impossible. Yonggi Cho said, at a point he had to close his eyes while preaching to the church. And he was screaming when the church was not full. And they said, what are you doing? He said, I'm preaching to crowds that you cannot see. He would say, those of you sitting outside, say amen. When the people inside were not filled. So they said, their pastor has run mad. The church people said, their pastor ran mad. But that madness continued until he built the biggest church, the largest in the whole world. Picture. Am I communicating at all? There are times you can use physical picture to assist the scriptural picture. God told Abraham, look at the stars. If you can see them, that is how your offspring are. And so, you start with the word revelation. You move to the heart conviction. You move to mindset transformation. You move to vision impartation. When you are praying, most times, don't see the problem. Picture the answer. Lord, why am I not yet married? No, no, no. Lord, thank you for my wedding. See yourself matching. Then. And then be blasting in tongues on top of that picture. Hey! Somebody just got expo. You see your father and your mother, all of them rejoicing. See your friends standing. See those who say you won't marry, looking. They are very worried that you got married. That is creative intercession. You are seeing a picture and creating it in the physical. You are seeing yourself going to the labor room with your wife, and then they say, congratulations, your wife just delivered triplets, just like we saw now. And you saw yourself coming to the altar and celebrating that victory. And you are seeing that, and you are praying while you are seeing that. When you can see it, you must seize it. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. If you can see it, God will deliver it. I think this will be one of the most important things you have heard this year or heard in your life. See it. While you pray it, see the victory at the place of prayer. See the victory at the place of prayer, at the point of intercession, unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that you can ask. The word think is imagine. I think the New Living Translation or the NIV said imagine. So God is watching for what you are asking. And watching for what you are imagining in the process of the asking and in the imagining of what you are asking, then the power to deliver it is released. Somebody give another praise. You are about to see something very, very drastic. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. The remaining four, I am going to mention them. And then go in detail with them in the second service. So number five now is forceful declaration. Now you receive the word. You believe the word. It has changed your mind. It has given you picture. Then you force it out with declaration. in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, he said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. That is, you saw it in the word. It changed your heart belief. Changed your mindset. You saw the picture. Then here you come. The devil that can kill me before my time does not exist. All the witches in my village are too few in number to stop me from getting married. No ancestral curse can limit my destiny except God is not on the throne. You saw it, Satan, it intoxicates you. That is what makes some of us talk the way we talk. It intoxicates your mind. And you know, most drunkards must talk. Remember, they may not talk sense, but they have to talk. In fact, they'll be whistling. Or singing. The higher you go, the cooler it becomes. So this thing comes out of your mouth effortlessly. No! We step into a lift. Are you people going down? Never. We don't go down. We are going to the reception. You didn't rehearse it. The person entering the lift is confused. You are inside already. He stepped and said, is this lift going down? Impossible. We never go down in life. If you are going to the reception, follow us. He's confused, but he follows you. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Food has finished. Never! Food does not finish in this house. Things only need replacement. Do you want to finish it with your mouth? You say, as you have spoken in my ear, so will I do. If you say food finish, food has to finish. It can never, our children, everybody knows it. Nothing finishes. Nothing finishes. Accountant can't say there is no money. Why? No money. Why? There is money. You may not see it, but it's there. Somebody say loud amen. So, are you seeing the progression now? First declaration, number 6, is corresponding action. What is the meaning of that? You behave your belief. You behave your belief. You have seen it in the word. You have believed it. It has changed your mind. It has changed your picture. It has made you to begin to talk audaciously. And now you are behaving your belief. Because faith always has works. James chapter 2 verse 26. Like I said, we'll get into the details of all this in the second service. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So you behave your belief. Archbishop Idahosa of blessed memory, he had a leg pain one day, and the leg, he prayed everything, the leg was still paining him. And he had service to go. And he said, leg, I am going to preach now. When you are ready, join me there. And went straight, and the preaching happened. You behave, if you believe that God, your God will supply all your needs, then you look up to him absolutely, not man. You will never by mistake tell any man you are my last hope. It can never come out of your mouth, even in the dream. you follow your order. You can never say it. You behave it. You don't act beggarly. You act royal. You act in dignity. People will think you have more money than you actually have. Are you following what I'm saying? Corresponding action. You see, plus one minus one is zero. You say the positive, you act the negative. Lord, let there be no rain. Then you carry umbrella. The prayer is answered. Hallelujah. Corresponding action number seven. I'm rushing at this, but I'll go into detail in the second service. Excited celebration. Somebody ready to celebrate? Celebrate the King of Kings. Psalm 106 and in verse 12. We believe his word. We sang his praise. You saw it in the word. You believed it. It changed your mind. It imparted you with a picture. You declare audaciously. You act accordingly. And then the next thing is to give God thanks even before you see the answer. You are just happy because it will happen. Again, we'll deal with that shortly. And then number eight now, is steadfast determination. Steadfast. That is where you take a stand and you don't shift position. You don't shift position. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. He said, be followers of those that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. I saw it in the word. I believed it in my heart. It has changed the way I think. It has given me a picture. I am declaring it authoritatively. I am acting accordingly. I believe that there is work for me somewhere. I'm not sleeping at home. I stand up and go to look for work. I am excited in celebration. Then I stay put until the answer comes. There is something I have called the faith force cycle. Take a look at it. If you ever see this in anywhere, it is copied from here. It has not been read from any book or copied from anywhere. So here is the process. Word revelation. From there, you saw something in the scripture, and then it moves you to heart conviction. Your heart is convinced. From there, it moves you to your mindset that is transformed. And from there, your vision, your picture changes. And from the picture changing, you begin to declare it forcefully. As you are declaring it forcefully, you are acting correspondingly. And then you burst out in celebration. And then you stay put. Satan, I dare. Whether you like it or not, I must marry. If you stay put for a while, and it is still delaying a bit, you start the process again. You go back to the word. Look for new light. Stand up on your feet. Directing staff. Look for new word. Look for new word. Look for new word. He said, I have turned to directing staff. Look for new word. Look for new word. You see, light is in degrees. Right? There is candle light. There is kerosene. There is tilly light. There is flood light. There is LED light. There is oxyacetylene flame. There is the sunlight. If the light you had, you saw, couldn't tackle the darkness, look for brighter light. Then let that brighter light charge your conviction again. and change your mind, Father, and change your picture, Father, and give you more audacious declaration, and more excited, and more corresponding action, and then excited celebration. And you tell the devil this time, I did. And if it delay you small, look for more light. Did you see that cycle? I see some people who try to copy it and take a snapshot of it. Feel free, you can do so if you need to. Faith first cycle. Put the name of the cycle composer for the sake of future copyright. Because we have a lot of people in our generation today who don't want to walk. Yes, source. Put it there. Source, Dr. Pastor Paul Elenche. Source. When you go home, study this cycle. Walk this cycle. For some people here, under the next 1 week, you will see results that will shock you. For some people here, before 1 month is over, you will see results that will amaze you. I believe that something is changing in somebody's life here today. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Put it up one more time. Now, if you have done that, lift up your hands and go ahead and give him the praise. 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 Apply your life to this faith first cycle. Apply your life to this faith first cycle and begin to see explosive results. Explosive results. Explosive results. Explosive manifestations. Lift your hands now and lift your voice and begin to appreciate him. Begin to honor him. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we praise you. El Shaddai, El Ayon, El Gibor, Jehovah Rupheka, Jehovah Mekadesh. Lift your hands and lift your voice in the praise of God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Adonai. We thank you, Elion. We worship you. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank him for his word to you today. Thank him for what you have received today. Thank him for what you have heard today. Thank him for this life-changing information, life-changing light, life-changing insight, life-changing revelation. Thank him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Like perata sata lagada yadasta zerata kazega dega latarana gagadastala ele peretese tekeline megalagadasta repetesite kele dide vrida galosta japaratasta la frete kesida galala. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and just honor him. Honor him. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Master Kolaya. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I see victory in the air. I see victory in the air. Now you are going to give the Lord 5 minutes of very, very, very high intense praise. If you can see victory ahead of you, you can see what God is about to do in your life and for your life. Now clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Help me greet 3 people around you and tell them congratulations. Something is changing in your life. Congratulations, congratulations. Let's go.
Let us rejoice and be glad, giving the glory to God. For the mighty God, the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice. rejoice and be glad. Give the glory to God. For the mighty God, the Lamb has come, and the bride appeared as that.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty.
Hallelujah, you reign.
Celebrate! Everybody, body, body, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty. Hallelujah, you reign. Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty. Hallelujah, you reign.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty. Everything's gonna be alright. Everybody sing.
I've got a feeling.
Everything. Everything's gonna be alright.
Are you feeling?
I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright.
Be alright.
Be alright.
Be alright.
I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
I got a feeling.
I got a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright.
Be alright.
Be alright.
Be alright.
He's alright. He's alright. He's alright. Alright, 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 alright,
alright.
He's alright. The devil say no. The devil say no.
God said yes.
God said yes. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit if you can. And begin to see your expectations. See your expectations as you pray. Just begin to thank God for what He has in mind for you. Begin to thank God for where He is taking you. And begin to thank Him and pray in the spirit as you see where He is taking you to and what He wants to do in your life. Go ahead and speak to God. Liga bagada gaya da hasani nanash. Lite sarada bayada. Sheba galaya dadas. Zike peke petalara tasadida. Lite perete setia. 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 Lite keberana gaya da hasa. Shata la da baga parada galagadila. Shata kalata parata satalari. Ekeseli tarana manasa. Zeratalalila, Taradagalata, Zekurata Kazika Layatani, Ele Perekasina Dagayalala. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. The presence of the Lord is so mighty here this morning. And it's changing someone's story right now. Did you answer? Father, we give you the praise. And you are glorious. So glorious. In this place. And you are glorious. So glorious. In this place. And you are glorious. So glorious. You are glorious, so glorious. Shiba gada gala gaya gada da da. And you are glorious, 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 so glorious in this place. And you are glorious, Mashallah. You are glorious. 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 Ikabaya gadayala hasadidia. Leperete sita lina gadayala. Liperete sita laya da da da. Hasadidiala. Likeperete sete yalala. Yes, Jesus. Lift your hands high. I stand here by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God upon my life. I see the release of the Spirit of God in healing, in deliverance, in breakthrough. Someone is being set free now from the spell of confusion. Yes. You are at the junction where you need direction. You are at the junction where you need to take a step and make a move. And you are saying, Lord, what step do I take? What move do I make? I need to know what to do to change my story right now. I prophesy that direction is released now. Someone who has been dealing with situations of rejection, situations of disfavor, even from people who should normally favor you, even from family members and friends, I take authority over that spell of disfavor, over that spell of rejection. It is broken right now. That force of stagnation, that force of delay, that force of near success syndrome, today that yoke is broken right now. I arrest the spirit of scarcity and shortage, empty handedness. Every borrower, every beggar's cup and plate the devil has put in your hands, I set that plate on fire. I set that cup on fire in the name of Jesus. That spell of singleness, before this month is over, you will still be located. That spell of barrenness, today marks the end of that spell forever. I take authority over the demon of labor without reward. Fruitless labor. You are sweating without any result to show. I take authority over that devil. Your yoke is broken now. Every demon of diversion of reward, diversion. You labored and they gave another person your reward, another person your result. Today it is broken. Here is the arrest of the spell of recurrent losses. Put in money and it is getting lost. It is over forever. For someone here today, it is the release of fresh fire, fresh grace, fresh oil. You are living here with something, a new dimension of faith, a new dimension. Lift up your hands. Any of the cases mentioned, and if it wasn't mentioned, but there's something you want to receive from God today, it is being released for you right now. And on that 24 hours, 72 hours, 1 week, someone will testify. Lift your hands high. Father, let your power flow. That which you have in store for your son, for your daughter, I ask that they receive it right now. At the count of three, you place your hand. That's right, that's right. The spell of premature death is broken right now. The spirit of death is arrested of the assembly. The spirit of life is released. The spirit of life is released. Bad news, evil news is cut off from your house forever. From this house, from your family, from your life forever. Good news, exciting news is released upon you. Lift your hands up. Say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And you place your hand on your head and receive what God has in store for you this morning. You receive your freedom. You receive your deliverance. You receive your liberty. You receive everything Jehovah brought here for you. Father, let there be a release. 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 At the count of three, receive what God has for you. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Lift your hand on your head. Step and receive. Receive what is yours today. Receive. Receive it. 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 Receive what is yours. Now. 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 Receive it. It is yours. 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 Se le pezura, se li derida, se cocomene le barabara.
Precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise that is done. Give him the praise that is done. Give him the praise that is done. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Give the Lord another praise as you take your seat to 1 minute. The Lord touched you. The Lord healed you. The Lord delivered you. The Lord encountered you. Change something in your life. Quickly step forward and let's hear from you. Can you hear at least from 4 or 5 people what God has done for you? Somebody with a terrible sensation overnight on your leg almost prevented you from sleeping. Right now, that demonic movement or whatever it was is released back to hell, and you came into church this morning, no symptom at all. Quickly step forward and let us know what God has done for you. Somebody, numbness on the right side of the face, and then the ear is also opened that could not hear or blocked partially on the right ear. Quickly step forward. Someone with a waist condition is still a urinary system problem has just been healed by the power of God. But above all, encounters that happened today that return back to you. That's right. Restoration is coming for somebody. What the enemy took from you is restored back to you now in the name of Jesus. While we take a look at the testimonies, get the announcements ready, and also get the clip for the worship and wonders night and any other clip like that ready. Hallelujah. Somebody bless, say amen. This message is so impactful. The second part of it, I just gave summaries of it in the first service for the sake of completion. But the detail of it will be happening in the second service. That is point number 5, all the way 5, 6, 7, 8. So please pick up the message of the second service so that you can have the complete picture of the message for those who came for the first service. The Lord bless you, and your life is changing, and we shall have testimonies in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say aloud, amen. We had a most explosive time in God's presence last week, Wednesday. The teaching was so impactful. The flourishing of faith. What to do to cause faith to flourish. We had the first part, the second part will be happening this Wednesday. And these are things that are needed to make our faith to grow and to explode. Please ensure you are there. The Tuesday healing service will be the last one, I believe, for the month of April. And it's going to be very, very explosive. Now, do you have the clip while we, the announcement clip, so that I don't do it manually?
Please listen to the following announcements.
Please note that the packaging of your offering is part of your preparation for service. You are therefore advised to neatly package your offering in a clean envelope as a mark of honor to God.
People are advised to use the pedestrian walkway. Do not cross the road to the other side to board a vehicle, as arrangements have been made for vehicular pickup. Motorists are also advised to obey all traffic rules and follow appropriate exit routes to avoid traffic congestion. Evangelism tracts and dunamis stickers are available for soul winning. The soul winning mandate, Operation Double Possession, is fully in progress. Ensure you win souls and get them fully established in church to connect your double possession in God. The Children Church is fully operational. Parents are advised to ensure their children fully participate for the purpose of receiving appropriate instructions necessary for their spiritual growth. Early July 16 service holds weekdays, Mondays to Fridays at 6 a.m. Healing and Deliverance service holds every Tuesday by 9:30 a.m.
Midweek Power Communion service holds on Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. Our Worship, Word and Wonders Night for the month of April 2022 holds this Friday, time 9:30 p.m. till dawn.
This Saturday, Home Church holds by 6 p.m.
Next Sunday, is our blessing Sunday for the month of May. There shall be two power pack services at 6:30 p.m. and 9 a.m.
It's our year of overflowing grace and glory. God bless you.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I am overwhelmed.
She couldn't step that leg
on it.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hey! Hey! Break up bone. See what he is doing. The leg is in a cast.
Yes, that is.
For 10 months.
Yes, sir.
And now he's. Are you just looking like that?
Somebody said fire.
Hey! Rosh Barere. Invisible God. Totally deaf and dumb.
Open.
Totally open. Deaf and dumb.
Jesus' name. 40 something year old
woman. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Benin City.
Melted. Scrotal hynia
for three years.
Disappeared. Congratulations. Electric shock on hynia for 10 years. It disappeared. That growth right in that neck, throat and neck region just disappeared.
Are you just looking at me?
Closed like this, but now it has opened. At the Easter. Give the King of Kings everything crippled and paralyzed in your life is rising and running today. Shout the loudest, amen.
That's all right. The second night started with me. People stay inside the room. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Tell us what happened while you get ready the clip for the worship and wonders night.
Yes, sir. Mama said she had a week-long affliction, pain from her waist downward with tingling sensation under her both feet. But as the word went forth, she practically almost ran from the congregation to the front.
Anna, lift your hand. Let your power flow through her. Complete total healing. Yes.
Our sister, you gave a word that someone had an affliction on the leg that almost couldn't sleep last night. That was our sister. Pain on the knee. At the declaration, left knee. Declaration of that word, pain also blasted to hell. Our sister had an incredible encounter. You said you talked about exchange of favors, rewards. Yes. She said she while in the midst of the prayer, she had an encounter where she saw a lady carrying a calabash on her shoulder with her name in it. Suddenly, God's servant appeared, picked her name out of the calabash, set it on fire, and walked her through a bridge with dwarves watching. And we're helpless.
With what was it?
Dwarves.
Dwarves watching. Yes.
anywhere they have taken your name to. Are you ready here today? I declare the purpose for which they took that name there is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, every calabash and every altar where they have identified you for destruction, they are set on fire. In Jesus' name, yes.
Yes. Our sister said, early this morning in the dream, she saw herself back in the village where she grew up, and masquerade was pursuing her. But when she said, I received, he said, inside the church here, you appeared physically and told her that stagnation is over.
How many of you are trusting God for stagnation to be over? Before the month of April is over, your level is shifting. Your level is shifting. Somebody shout, power!
Power.
Yes.
Mama said 12 years ago, she was stepping out of her room and she marched on charms. And ever since then, he left her afflicted on both legs, fiery sensation all over her body. She came into this service with her affliction. She said, but while the prayer was going on and you were making brutal declaration, something walked out of her and she got her healing.
Give the Lord the praise. Behold, Jesus' precious name. I think anybody coming now should hold on for the next service, please. Go ahead.
Sister Queen here said yesterday an arrow was fired at her. She couldn't lift up her right hand and also she couldn't turn. At the declaration of that word, the hand became very free. That arrow has been retrieved.
Congratulations. Stand over here. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. It is done. In Jesus' name.
Sister Joy said for 2 years she has been planning for a wedding. Whenever it's close to getting fulfilled, it just fizzles out. At the declaration of that word, she said she saw a wedding gown landed on her.
Give the Lord a praise. How many of you are receiving your wedding gown today? What is yours is released.
Go and get married. In Jesus' name.
Brother Chijoke here has had movement in the head for 2 months now. And also, he said, an object in the leg. At the declaration of that word, he said that movement left him. Also, the monetary spirit that has been with him also left him. He's totally.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Stand over here.
Everybody lift your right hand and say, every stranger in my life, you are leaving me now. On your marks, get set, shall go. Go.
Jesus.
Brother Sunday's father is a renowned native doctor who had wanted him to take over the shrine after him. And for now, he wanted him to assist him on a daily basis. And he refused. He ran away. And he said, you can go anywhere, but you come back to me here. But as the word went forth right now, he saw himself standing in the front of the altar. As the word went forth, he saw him standing in front of the shrine. And all of a sudden, the servant of God appeared with a machete in his hand, cut the grooves of the altar into pieces and set the place ablaze, and he pulled him out.
Every altar of your father's house following your destiny, trying to fight you today, they are set on fire. They are set on fire. Somebody shout the loudest, fire! Yes, yes, yes.
Sister Doshima, she said each time she had a vision, a powerful force will come and suppress that vision. Until today, when that cycle was released, she became very excited. And she's feeling, or has that complete feeling that that is the end of that power that is suppressing her vision.
Lift your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. The embargo is lifted. Jesus.
Power
of the Holy Ghost, yes. All right. Father, we thank you for everyone here. All of you, your testimonies are permanent. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have so many people out here. Please, you might wish to take your second service. God bless you. Stretch your 2 hands in front of you, everyone. I prophesy upon your harvest shall look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, pick up your offerings, tithes, and pledges. While we do this, there are those here, I believe, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. Others are about to give you what you need to give. Beyond your offering is your life to Jesus. You are in that category. Please quickly stand up on your feet and rush towards the frontier. Pastor, I need to give my life to Christ. I want to be born again. I want today to mark a new day for me. I'll give you the count of 7 and I want you to run forward. 1. God bless you. Run. 2. Quickly.
someday.
Four.
I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn
five.
Back, because I want to see my Jesus. Someday I've got my mind.
And seven. One more time. I'll give you another count up to ten. You are battling. You are battling. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
To go God's way the rest of my life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are in need of having a curse. You need to make your ways right with Jesus. You want an addiction broken? Quickly stand up on your feet and also join us forward in the name of Jesus. You want a bondage broken, an addiction broken, a lifestyle broken, something you are not happy with? Quickly stand up on your feet and then join us. I'll give you an account of 7-1. I don't want smoking anymore. Smoking anymore. I don't want womanizing anymore, masturbation anymore, prostitution anymore, gambling anymore. I don't want cheating anymore. Quickly come forward. One.
Go God's way.
Two.
The rest of my life.
Three.
I made up my mind to go
four,
God's way the rest of my life.
And five. And six.
Stay no longer. Stay no longer.
And seven. Goodbye.
Stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Place your hand on your chest and say after me, all of you in the front here, and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward, never. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. That hold of sin is broken, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.